journey.
Welcome to Inside Out, where you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you need some professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve all your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. It is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Welcome to everyone. We have a packed show for you today, and we'll be taking your calls. Let me give you the number right now so you can write it down, get your questions ready. The numbers are 421-1000, and you can call toll-free at 877-397-5666. Welcome, Tammy.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, and I really want to thank Jennifer Harriman once again for the great open. What can I say? I always start out the show completely re-energized. You're my coffee, you know?
That's really the best compliment ever.
I know. Seriously, you're a double shot of espresso when we come in here. Today, we have a lot of things to talk about, and I am excited. Optimistic, excited, rejuvenated, because the first thing that we're going to talk about is what happened in Olympia with our fight against the ASID. And yes, it is. It's a fight against one trade organization that basically is moving across the country, trying to make it so that they and a few other associated groups, but it's really them, end up with all the jobs in interior design. And so it failed miserably in Olympia. And I want to talk about that. And so we're going to talk about that in our first hour. Additionally, we're going to talk about what does it mean to have the form follow the function? What does that specifically mean? And I intend to get specific because this came up this week in my design world. And I think that I need to clarify because it may not mean what you think it means.
I do not think that word means what you think it means.
Yeah, I know. You and I toss Princess Bride. From Princess Bride. We have to get some of those outtakes for our show because you and I quote Princess Bride all the time.
It's like a whole other language between
it us. Really is true. It is a whole other language. And here's a language that you definitely speak, Jennifer, because you were once upon a time an Army wife. You lived in a military. You've lived that specific experience. And so your children are also military family, which they remain the rest of their lives. My family's military. My father was a veteran, as well as every one of my uncles and my grandfather. And my son is a veteran who re-enlisted. And we unfortunately lost my nephew. But we're going to talk about taking that experience and turning it into a positive and helping our veterans and the commitment from Inside Out and my radio program to our veterans. And you're not going to want to miss this. Seriously, you will be inspired and you will learn things about our veterans and ways that you can help them that you quite possibly never even imagined. So we're going to talk about that in our second hour. But I'm very excited about today's broadcast. And I'm literally only going to take 2 minutes to talk about this. The bill is dead. I mean, dead. It has a toe tag. It never even got a Senate bill, a companion bill. And the bill that did make it onto the floor, Tammy Green once again sponsored the bill, and she actually called me and apologized that she did, and I've forgiven her. I've moved on because I don't think she'll do it again. I know you're making a face, and so did Eric, my business partner, when I was like, you know what? I get it. It's like it's a political game that I don't understand, where she felt like she owed a favor to the retired Rosa Franklin to sponsor the bill and to carry it forward.
Right. We talked about the professional courtesy.
The professional courtesy.
With finger quotes.
I know. I actually saved Tammy's voicemail. It's like, really? I have to play this for people. Did you know that they did this in Olympia, that we elect a specific person and they have professional courtesy? But apparently they do. So I'm going to respect that. But she's not going to come back and do it repeatedly. It's not the hill she's going to die on. So it was a little bit of a bubble. It gurgled, and Joey Fitzgibbon, who is really super young. He's like 23, 24 years old, newly elected. So, you know, brought in the rookie, like, let's have him sponsor it. And I doubt that he'll sponsor it again once he now understands everyone who's against it, which are important people, like Senator Conway, who is now my friend. He had sponsored the bill for 5 years, and now he's my friend.
Wow.
I'm working with him on a committee. And yeah, so, you know, real turn there. So for those who've listened, that's gone away. So that's all the time we're going to spend on it, other than a big thank you to all the people who showed up in Olympia en masse to help, you know, kill it. Yeah.
And I expect a lot of people responded on Facebook and on
they did. But you know what? None of us were really concerned because the wind's gone out of their sails. I mean, once you see that it's a national organization that's spending a ton of money to put small businesses out of business, it loses its fizz. You know, it's like nobody likes that, especially in this economy. And shame on you, ASID, for trying to take the jobs of self-employed people in this bad economy. Really, shame on you. I just think that you need better manners than that. Really, I do.
Preach on, sister.
We've moved on. So, okay, when we come back, what does it mean for the form to follow the function? What does that really mean when we come back?
Get your questions ready. 421-1000 or 877-397-COMO. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue on its Stoneway in Fremont, or at daly'spaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at daly'spaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at daly'spaint.com.
Como News Time is 10:14.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
How are the roads, Judith?
Well, you know, we're doing okay with no blocking problems, but the weather, I think, is starting to take a slight change. They just moments ago activated a high wind warning on the Narrows Bridge. And speaking of, I should say bridges, there are two of them. Speaking of bridges, it's a slow go over the Ballard Bridge. That's because a construction project is underway until 7 today, and that is why you only have one lane open each direction. And by the way, southbound 1st Avenue South at South Main Street, we've got a closure there to install a vault, so you can't get through there. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Let's check in with Aaron Zahn for the latest weather.
Mostly cloudy skies, showers increasing today along with the gusty winds out there. Highs a mid to upper 40s over our mountain passes. We're going to see plenty of snow overnight, but starting out as rain today. The next couple days starting out fairly dry on Sunday. Rain increasing in the afternoon, again mid to upper 40s. Boy, we get really soggy for the start of the work week. Monday's looking gray and rainy throughout. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers at times. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. 41 degrees in Tacoma, 46 in downtown Seattle at 10:15. Thanks for being with us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We're here until noon today answering all of your design questions, solving your design dilemmas. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, Jennifer. Okay, what does it mean to have the form follow the function? And I want to talk to you. If you're struggling with trying to design something in your home, and you're looking at it and you're saying, I don't know what to do with this one wall. I don't know. You've got those funky entryways. Everybody knows what those are. Funky entryways, such as the ones that we see in 1970s houses. And Jennifer, this is how you and I bonded initially. Where
right.
You walk in the front door and you have a staircase staring you right in the front of your line of vision. And then oftentimes there's a secondary staircase that's going off to another level. In your case, you can see the bathroom.
Straight to the bathtub.
Exactly. Exactly. Very awkward. But you did something that I thought was classic. You put up bamboo beads.
Yep. A nice one.
Yes. Very nice. So I love that. Diffusing the view. What can I say? But, you know, people have these funky spaces. And if that's you, I want to talk to you today. Do you have something where it's just awkward? Perhaps you have a living room, dining room. Maybe you have one of those sunken living rooms from the late 1970s, 1980s. Just weird things that builders did. Low ceilings is another one that we often see. Weird placement of windows. If that's you, if you have something architecturally in your house that you look at and you say, I hate this, I want to talk to you today because I bet we can find a solution.
Oh, good. Can we talk about my downstairs?
We can definitely talk about your downstairs, but let's get the numbers out one more time.
Yeah, that number is 421-1000, or you can call toll-free from anywhere in the country, and that number is 877-397-KOMO, or if you need the numbers, KOMO spells 5666.
That's fantastic. I love that. All right. So what does it mean to have the form follow the function? Here's the thing. There are architectural elements that the reason they were put into homes, and I'm going to get specific about one. The reason they were put in homes, we now perhaps no longer have that necessity of an architectural element. And so kudos to the architects, builders, designers that once upon a time looked at a dilemma and said, well, where can we put this? And to get specific, what I'm talking about is it started in about the 1950s where telephones were in the kitchen and people wanted a second telephone in their home. And I know this because I love vintage furniture, and I found this little odd end table that seemed to have what looked like a magazine rack on one side, and it was an asymmetrical sitting of the table, and I didn't know what it was. So I was asking the gentleman that owned the vintage store, and he said that was a telephone table. And I thought, how odd that, you know, how novel that now no one even really knows what a telephone table is because our phones are cordless. But there was a time, you know, where everybody was leashed to the phone cord.
Right.
So the other thing that, and I remember that, I'm not that, you know, but I don't remember telephone tables, because then the next thing that happened in kitchens, and it really started in about the 1970s, where people really put effort into kitchen design. It wasn't just a set of boxes that went around a small room. People decided that they wanted to really start to cook. Julia Child was on television, you know, these sorts of things. So people really got involved. Well, there was also that women started going back to work. So there was an emerging need for a small desk area in a kitchen. So as kitchen design evolved in the 1970s, what we did is we lopped out little corners in kitchens or sections of an island and created what would now be the equivalent of a telephone table. We created little desk areas because you had to have a phone book. Remember that? Like 70s, 80s, no one really had the internet. It's hard to imagine that we didn't have it, but we didn't. And so you had this area where you had the phone book. You could open that up. You could still sit on the phone. You could do a little desk work right there, pay your bills in the kitchen, because a lot of women still stayed home and cooked. So they were paying bills. This was a multitasking necessity for homes right until the 80s and probably even in homes in the early 90s. But here's the thing about that desk area. It's gone away. You know, now when we remodel kitchens, most homeowners never make the assumption they want a desk area that's about 28 inches tall to occupy what could be usable counter space or usable pantry space. So quite frequently now, the trend in design is if you have that desk in your kitchen, it we all know now it becomes a catch-all.
Right.
You know, you throw your keys there, you throw your purse there, your kids throw, you know, their lunch there, you know, all that stuff. It just starts to become this ugly catch-all. So when you mention it out loud, you know, to people, they all go, yeah, I don't want that catch-all. The other trend that we saw were desks where you had a run a countertop and there were people who lowered that. And then, so imagine you have a run a countertop and then once upon a time in the 70s, 80s, people still wanted that desk area. Well, now because everything's wireless, you know, most of us have cell phones that we use far more frequently even than our home phones. And many people don't even have home phones, telephones anymore. Everyone's so mobily connected. Most people have a laptop and various other wireless type of devices, iPads, etc. Your phone is a mini computer. We're not leashed to a desk. So what we see is I don't have any homeowners that want that catch-all space anymore or that they want. I don't have anybody asking for a low desk. Now, what I will state is that, you know, this is something that when you look at a kitchen design, that you need to understand that you're a partner in that kitchen design. You, the client, you, the customer. So I throw this back because I'm a big one in personal responsibility. I believe in personal responsibility of the people who, you know, design and build things. And I also believe in personal responsibility that when you are looking at redesigning your kitchen, that you need to look at it and see, take a measuring tape and look at it and see, do I really want a low desk? You know, that they used in the 70s. Do I need that anymore? And you know, that's the form following the function. Look at your measurements, figure out what you need, and then approve it accordingly. And if you don't need it, don't approve it. That's my speech on that.
1022 on Como News Radio. We'll take a quick break for traffic and weather and be right back with more Inside Out. And take your calls as well, 421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Carpet Liquidators, where you'll find a huge selection of designer carpet at discount prices.
Make carpet shopping easy with Carpet Liquidators' low price pledge. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Find the best prices on flooring in every style. The secret is Carpet Liquidators buys in bulk, getting great prices on carpet, hardwood, laminates, and more. And they pass the savings on to you. And with financing available, OAC, and fast 48-hour installation, finding your new carpet has never been easier. Save between 40 and 70% on brand name carpet, including DuPont Serona Smart Strand that's tough enough to hold up to a rhino. It's all at Carpet Liquidators. Huge inventory and great prices with their low price pledge. See store for details. Save time, stress, and money with Carpet Liquidators in Tacoma, Seattle, Everett, Kirkland, and Mount Vernon. CarpetLiquidators.com.
What a retail carpet.
This is Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub Company. This year, you are going to feel great. Just repeat this New Year's resolution. I state your name, promise to take better care of myself by having fun, rest, and relaxation every day in my new hot spring spa. I will start by visiting Olympic's humongous year-end clearance sale. This is the easiest, most enjoyable promise you'll ever keep. So come in today. All 2010 Hot Spring Spas, floor models, and demos are priced to clear. No payments until January 2012 OAC. Feel great, save money. It's Olympic Hot Tub Company's humongous year-end clearance sale. On now, we make it easy to take it easy. Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
You're gonna feel great, why wait?
Como News time is 1024.
Como AAA Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, we've got tire debris in the road as you head north on I-5, just south of Seneca. I understand it's in the HOV lane. Also, we've really got, other than that, no blocking problems on I-5 on the Ship Canal. I notice volumes are building in the northbound direction at Holgate. In Tacoma, high wind warning has just been activated on the Narrows bridges, and I noticed that also eastbound 16 approaching I-5, our volumes are building. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. On to weather from the Como Forecast team. We're expecting showers this morning and rain this afternoon with highs in the low 50s. Also, be ready for that gusty wind that's going to blow up to 45 miles per hour along the coast, 35 miles per hour in the interior, and guess what? A wet and windy Saturday night. So make your plans accordingly. 48 degrees right now in Tacoma, 50 and clear here in downtown Seattle at 1026. Thanks for being with us today on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, where we are talking about form following function. Veterans groups, the bill is dead, and I don't even know what all else you have planned for us, Tammy.
I know. We have lots of great information, but I want to carry on this thought about form following the function and what that means. So, and what that means for a desk area in your kitchen if you want one. What are your options? So we definitely want to pick up that ball and run with it. You know, we were talking about the fact that you lived in a house that was designed and built by a general contractor.
Right. The contractor had built this house for himself and his family, and it did have the desk area in the kitchen, but it was all the same height as the cabinets. Or at the countertops, And the cabinets on top of the desk matched the other cabinets, and it was all rather seamless. And so the way it was configured, there was an island in the middle that did double duty as an island with a butcher block top, but also a bar area. And then there was the desk area, all the same height. So I just put bar stools in those places, and it all...
Exactly.
It worked beautifully.
And in that case, what you were saying is he actually designed it so that a keyboard could come out from under the countertop area.
That's right. The keyboard fit right under the desk area, so you could pull it out when you need it, push it back when it's done.
Exactly.
You know, I kept my cookbooks in the cabinet. You know, it was great. I used it for like online recipe searches and stuff.
I think that having that in your kitchen is definitely an option. Will you have to have a little bit of a taller stool? Yes, but most people don't spend a lot of time there. So form following the function for a kitchen where you had a desk or you want a desk, what I would say is remember what the function is. The function is it's a kitchen. And so when you design it, when you talk to a designer, when you approve it, remember what you're looking at is the functionality of the space is that it's a kitchen. And when people focus on one thing, they lose the overall reason that they have a designer. The reason that you have a designer is the designer is the big picture person. And so what happens when homeowners get involved in these kinds of things themselves and start second guessing things and going, you know, well, is it supposed to be this height or that height? You know, the thing is that the form needs to follow the function. So if you elevate that desk, let me tell you what you get. Here's what you get. You get now a buffet area. You get a bar area. You get a place that, you know, you can serve chips. When people walk in, a whole array of hors d'oeuvres on that counter space. So now you have the functionality of a kitchen and a minimally used desk, which goes way down on the priority list. So in kitchen design, in home design, we always look at what the form follows the function is the functionality of the room. That's what we look at. Now, if you have disabilities, then we have to, you know, offset that. And I mean disabilities if someone is in a wheelchair, those sorts of things, then, you know, we have to design accordingly. And that's, you know, there's an American with Disabilities Act that we follow on that sort of design when someone, and then you have to, you know, we have to assess that for someone with a specific disability. But then everything in the kitchen is lowered. And then we do things to augment sliding pots, So you would have a cooktop, not a gas cooktop, for example. You would have like an electric or an induction, so you can slide hot water pots and those sorts of things. So there's lots of ways that we can augment, but you have to be part of the process, party people. It's your kitchen. If you're looking at a design, look at how high that measurement is, and if you approve it, that's great.
Yeah, and think about how you will best use your space. I mean, you're not going to be in there paying your bills primarily.
No.
A lot of us do that online, or we have home offices. You're not going to use the kitchen for that.
Yeah, and if you do need to, then we want it to dual as the primary function, which is the kitchen, and look beautiful. You don't want to look like...
Political conservatives are huddling in Washington this weekend. It's the Conservative Political Action Conference. Florida Congressman Connie Mack on the offensive.
2 years ago, the liberals in Washington turned towards socialism at home and apology abroad. Our agenda is pride, is freedom, and standing for America.
It's expected the conference will provide a glimpse at who conservatives think should be the front runner for the GOP presidential nomination next year. In his weekly address, President Obama said he's making difficult cuts to allow needed spending increases in education, technology, and basic infrastructure. On Monday, the president releases his proposed budget for next year. Now in power, after President Hosni Mubarak's departure, Egypt's military says the country will live up to regional and international agreements, including the peace treaty with Israel, an announcement being welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good morning. It's 10:31. I'm Hannah Scott in the Como Newsroom. Here's a look at your latest headlines. A driver who hit and killed a woman on Capitol Hill will spend the next 10 and a half years behind bars. Sean Shipp had to face Marie Feit's family Friday.
Sean, in one brief moment, your reckless disregard of others tragically and brutally took her life, abruptly ending her unfinished business and her place in our family.
In May, Shipp was drunk when he hit the 91-year-old as he backed his pickup into a parking space. Shipp has a long criminal history dating back to when he was a juvenile. Hundreds of University of Washington students rallied in Olympia, hoping to send a clear message to lawmakers. Of course, they want to keep tuition from going up. But as Como 4's Denise Whitaker reports, there's a whole lot more to their message.
These students say the state needs to invest in the future, and they do have some lawmakers on their side.
The truth of the matter is access to high-quality, affordable education is a fundamental moral right for this state.
Representative Reuben Carlisle tells me the budget is a genuine struggle between immediate needs and the future of our state. The UW's Office of External Affairs says for every dollar the state invests at the university, the state actually gets $1.50 back to its general fund.
We're basically looking to maintain a structure where when the economy recovers, our funding is going to recover with it as well.
And through the recovery, Representative Carlisle tells me he believes tuition will indeed go up, but he says he hopes lawmakers are able to do it in such a way that they're also still investing in financial aid for the future.
Lawmakers need to cut hundreds of millions of dollars from the state's budget. The most recent round would take more than $200 million from education, though there are different proposals as to whether that comes from K-12 or higher ed. Loud honking wasn't enough to save an elderly woman from getting hit and killed by a moving car.
Witnesses say she was in the crosswalk at Martin Luther King Way in South Orcas when the light turned green. Drivers honked their horns to try to warn her.
She come right across this lady's truck, didn't heed no... You know, for her to stop, the lady was honking the horn at her, telling her to stop, stop, stop.
Well, that witness said that the car that hit her probably couldn't see her because she wasn't very tall. The woman died at the hospital. The driver was released at the scene.
That's Como 4's Eric Johnson. Drivers will have a new way to get off the Alaskan Way Viaduct in Soto. The First Avenue South exit is closed this weekend. Monday, a replacement ramp will take you farther south to Royal Brown Way. 4 days later, the entrance ramp will be shut down for demolition. It's all part of the first stages to replace the aging viaduct. Como News Time, 10:34.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, a bit of debris in the road you might want to watch out for. Heading north on I-5 just south of Seneca, it's in lane 4. And the Green Lake area is just packed right now. You might want to avoid that if you're not a runner and you want to join in. We have over 3,000 runners taking part in the Valentine 5K run at Green Lake. And they're ending up shortly by the Aqua Theater. And, of course, that's on Green Lake Way, so be aware of that. In Tacoma, we've got the high wind warning activated on the Narrows bridges, but no blocking problems. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Let's check in with Theron Zahn for the latest weather.
Mostly cloudy skies, showers increasing today along with the gusty winds out there. Highs a mid to upper 40s. Over our mountain passes, we're going to see plenty of snow overnight, but starting out as rain today. Boy, the next couple days, starting out fairly dry on Sunday, rain increasing in the afternoon, again mid to upper 40s. Boy, we get really soggy for the start of the work week. Monday's looking gray and rainy throughout. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mostly cloudy with showers at times. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
48 degrees in Tacoma, 51 and clear in downtown Seattle. Como News time is 10:35. Thanks for being with us this morning here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, where we're talking about how form follows function.
Now, yes.
I want to give out the phone number so everyone can get their questions ready and give us a buzz. The numbers are 421-1000 and 877-397-COMO. That's 5666. I know you have questions. And Tammy has answers.
We do have answers. And as we move through the kitchen, what I want people to understand is here's how a homeowner can be a participant in the design of your kitchen. Because as designers, we don't have crystal balls. We don't know, perhaps, your thought process, what you want, what you like. You know, we certainly go with the trends in design. We also represent, the form and the functionality and what I refer to as the common man jury. You know, would the common man say, I like this? And that's what we look for when we design things that when you're going to resell your home. You know, as designers, what I think the most important thing is that we create a home that there will come a day, albeit perhaps you go out feet first, that, you know, that house is going to belong to someone else. So if we have done a good job as designers, we've embraced where the world is today and where it's going tomorrow. And so what we try to do is get rid of dated elements. And as designers, I find that we also make there's no assumption on our part that people understand that the functionality of the world has changed. So, you know, really, I can't say this enough. Measure everything yourself, what you want. And I'll give you an example. My husband is 6'3". And so in designing our kitchen right now, one of the things that's, and he's the cook in our house.
He is a buffet of manliness. I've met him.
Thank you.
I mean that in a totally non-creepy way.
I know you do. He really is. My husband is a stud muffin. I took one look at him when I met him and I was single and I was like, whoa. he's really something, but he loves to cook. That's kind of his way that he likes to relax. And so because he loves to cook, we elevate our counters higher than most people do. Another thing is people are getting larger. They're getting taller. And so when we look at the resale of homes, the countertops all going up in height is a good thing because people are taller. You know, if you look at the size that the ancient Romans were and the Egyptians, people have gotten significantly taller since
sure.
King Tutankhamun.
Well, if you even look at your grandmother's old clothes, I mean, go up in the attic sometime. They're little bitty waists and their little bitty feet, they almost seem like doll clothes.
It's true. They really do. They seem like doll clothes. So, you know, that's another thing that we look at is where the trends are always going. Now, I want to talk about lighting in a kitchen because there's some trends with this as well. And we run into this dilemma. And what I want to say is this is up to you, the homeowner. What do you want? Because what I always tell people is it can be, you know, a soup of decisions. So let's just focus in on can lighting for a moment, okay? So what there's a trend now for 4-inch cans or even smaller, sometimes 2-inch, little 1-inch little button lights. We've got LED lights now, little more intense light. And then what's more old school are the big 6-inch cans. So if you live in a house that was built 1980s, you know, 1990s, it's not uncommon that you have these larger 6-inch cans. And then there's middle ground, which are 5-inch cans. So you, the homeowner, need to know what you want. So there's this trend to go smaller cans. Let me explain what the problem with the smaller can lights are. You're going to need more of them to light a surface. So where when you had your kitchen before, perhaps you're looking at remodeling a kitchen now, and you're lighting, maybe you have these 6-inch cans, and you look at them and you go, those look dated. And then you walk into someone who has a newly remodeled kitchen and perhaps they have 4-inch or even 2-inch cans. But the problem is either they don't have enough light or it looks like somebody shot their ceiling with a shotgun. Because light is light, party people, and we live in a gray area. So I have to put electricity above you and I have to torch below you with lighting so you can see. So just because the lights got smaller, yes, the light is more clear, it's more bright, but it's still, it only has a limit to the how much it magnifies and radiates out. So in order to properly light your space, so if you want to chop things and you say, I hate those 6-inch cans, okay, we can put in 2-inch cans, but you're going to need more of them. So we're going to have to cut up your ceiling. And then you might look at that and go, I'm not getting as much light.
What about maybe track lighting?
You know, I'm not a fan. And it's, again, because the reason I'm not is track lighting was something people retrofitted in the 1980s. And it just looks dated to me. Can we do it? Is it updated? Yes. There are lots of ways you can do it now with LED clips, so it looks a little more, you know, fashion forward. This designer's just not a fan. Do we do it? Yes. We do pendant lights, all those things. But just remember this when you're designing it. You have to know what you want your ceiling to look like. Do you want a bunch of little lights or do you want bigger lights? And we can do whatever you want.
Awesome. We'll be right back. We have to take a quick break for weather and traffic right now, but we are going to open up the phone lines for your calls. The numbers to call are 421-1000 and toll free at 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
You know, SoundKitchenAndBath.com has a unique problem. And let me tell you what the problem is. Their phones are ringing off the hook, and they didn't have enough design staff. So Sound Kitchen and Bath, unique in this economy, has been hiring. And what I mean by that is the finest designers that have come onto the market that other cabinet shops have closed, unfortunately for them, because of the exorbitant overhead that many of those cabinet companies had. Let me explain. Showrooms, those large, expensive showrooms, somebody has to pay for that. Who pays for it ultimately? Well, you do as the consumer. And then with box stores, if you look at it, it's kind of a rinky-dink approach to kitchen design because you can't sit in a box store and remember which way the refrigerator door opens. You really can't. And get all those toys and gadgets that are now available. Well, Sound Kitchen and Bath, I'm so proud of the designers that now work with Sound Kitchen and Bath, and they're growing all the time. A new Woodinville location, and yes, it's small, is opening up very, very soon. Sound Kitchen and Bath, if you're looking at remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom, they have the products and the budget for you direct from the manufacturer and local. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 50 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma online at bassettfurniture.com.
If you think you've heard everything about treating cancer, you might be surprised. Cancer is choice, and no one gives you more choices than Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. With experts in everything from chemotherapy to nutrition, acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center partners with you to help you realize the choices that work for you. Here's pharmacist, author, and survivor, Mark Shigihara.
In a dire situation, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center provided the customization that I was seeking in my therapy. I'm often asked how I've beaten stage 4 cancer and survived to this point, and I can thank Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center for this.
No matter where you are in your cancer journey, find all of your treatment options with Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center, part of Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Call 206-FOR-HOPE. Or click SeattleCancerWellness.com.
Como News Radio's Paul Tosh is Seattle's number one source for the traffic reports you need, even before traffic piles up.
Paul Tosh here. Stay tuned to Como News Radio for traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s to help you get there on time and traffic alerts as they happen.
Paul Tosh, only on your 24-hour news traffic and weather station.
Take a few deep breaths, drive safely, and stay tuned.
Como News Radio. Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
How are the roads, Judith?
Well, a couple of things people might want to keep their eye out for. Pedestrian, for some reason, walking southbound 5. I think he's under the convention center now. Watch out for him. And then we've still got tire debris in the 4th lane heading north on I-5 just south of Seneca. And a high wind warning activated on the Narrows Bridges. I guess it's really blowing. This report brought to you by the Tulalip Casino. Went up to $1 million in their sweepstakes. 12 winners each Monday will cash up to $1 million. Details at the casino. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. We're expecting rain and wind for today. Sometimes those winds are quite significant. 45 miles per hour along the coast and 35 in the interior. Right now in Tacoma, 48 degrees and 51 here in downtown Seattle. And we're back with Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Solving your design dilemmas, one problem at a time. Today we're talking about form following function, and where we left off was ceilings and lighting.
Exactly. And I think what I want people to understand is that when you hire a designer, that there is not, you know, there's no crystal ball. And it doesn't matter where you go to hire a designer. I want people to take responsibility for what they need in their own design, because everyone lives slightly different. Everyone has different needs, and you're going to give up something, you know, because there's no perfect solution. So what are you willing to give up? What are you not willing to give up? And how do you want your home to function? Let me give you a couple other examples. We were talking earlier about if you want to update the look of lights, and the look of can lights was, you know, the bigger 6-inch cans. So just to mix it up, you know, what do designers do? They come out with 4-inch and 2-inch cans. But the problem is you have to have a lot more of them. So, you know, what I believe a compromise can be is after sometimes people see the 2-inch or 4-inch cans, they go, oh, there's a lot of them. Then they go for 5-inch cans, a little smaller, a little cleaner. I know.
I'm making the skeptical face. Can you tell the difference between 5 and 6 inch cans?
I don't know. And that's why what I often recommend for people is to just keep their 6-inch cans. But if they want to change and they want to spend money, honey, I am there to help them do that.
Right on. Now, I wanted to ask you about skylights, because I like them, except they're not very effective here. I'm from Florida. So what do you expect?
What do you expect?
So but I still like the skylights, because I like even that little bit of filtered natural sunlight to come in. Is that out?
You know, I am really glad you brought this up, because when I first started in this industry, one of the very first commercials that I voiced was for Northwest Natural Lighting. And those are the Solatube people. And what the Sola tube is, imagine, is a tube, like a metal tube. So instead of a square skylight, what they have is a tubular shape that they cut a round hole in your ceiling. And then it has mirrors inside of it that refract the light. So it actually intensifies natural light into a room. And I'm a fan. And when I am going through my remodel, it's very interesting you say this. I have this little dark corner. And what I'm going to do is I brought back this glass sculpture from Italy. I want to put a Sola tube above it so that there would be natural light that would, you know, show the different shadow and light on the glass.
I love that. Do you know, I saw this. I saw the Sola tubes being installed in Ed Begley's house on the Green Channel.
Really? See?
Totally environmentally friendly.
Very environmentally friendly. And this is a way, like dark hallways. If you have one of those dark hallways, I think that you should do that. You know, they're great in small little powder rooms that, you know, they have to be, of course, on the same level where your roof is because, you know, you're cutting a hole in the ceiling, but they don't leak. You know, I have actually even talked to homeowners that have them that are like 15 years old and they still don't leak. I'm sure maybe there's somebody out there that has had a leaky one, but these people are really good. I mean, that's a company. It's a Northwest company. They do a great job and it's environmentally friendly and natural light, but it's refracted. So it brightens up the space. I have put them in a run down hallways.
I love that idea, like your own personal spotlights, like you're on the catwalk.
See?
And you don't have to replace the bulbs.
You have to see her. She's posing. I'm not kidding you.
We're going to have to start webcasting. We're just going
to
have to start.
We are going to have to do that. We are going to have to do that. We are that interesting in here. So the form following the function, as we wrap up, when we come back, I want to talk about what do you do if you have one of these dark rooms and you don't, and it's small and you don't know what to do with it. It's something that actually does go back to the 80s that I sometimes recommend. And no, I'm not bringing back Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, rats. Shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads.
I'm holding out for shoulder pads. Get your questions ready. Get your finger on the dial. 421-1000 and 877-397-COMO to ask your questions to Tammy. We'll be right back on Inside Out.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
It's the final week of Bassett's Winter Home Sale. Save 25 to 35% off everything in the store. Customize your sofa or sectional, choosing from hundreds of fashion-forward fabrics, and have it delivered in about 30 days. Quality bedrooms, dining rooms, and home office are all on sale, plus mattresses, accessories, and area rugs. Everything is on sale from 25 to 35% off. But hurry, sale ends Monday at Bassett.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Como News Time is 10:54.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, just a couple of snags on the road. Sounds like up in the Everett area, southbound 5 at 41st. I can't see it in my camera, but we may have a car fire there as a distraction. Keep an eye out for that pedestrian reportedly walking a little while ago, south 5 under the convention center, and they still, I guess, have tire debris in the 4th lane, northbound 5 just south of Seneca. Those are the only trouble spots, really. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. As you're making your plans to be out and about today, know that it's going to get wet and the wind is going to blow on you and make it colder. Winds along the coast around 45 miles per hour, in the interior 35 miles per hour. You might get some showers on you right now, but count on it for this afternoon and tonight. Highs today in the low 50s. Right now, 48 degrees in Tacoma, 51 in downtown Seattle. And welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, solving your design dilemmas one problem at a time.
Dark rooms.
421-1000 or 877-397-KOMO to get your calls in. Do it now. So, Tammy, before we went to break, you said we were going to talk about something from the 80s that's making a comeback.
Yes.
And I think you're punking me. You told me, but I don't really believe you. I want to hear you say it on the air.
No, it's true. It's really true. And it's something that we use as a little designer trick. And yes, it does have a reminiscent wave hello at the 80s. So everything that was around in the 80s, 70s, 80s, like desks in your kitchen, and, you know, in the 90s, bigger, you know, humongous.
Hair?
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, don't knock big hair.
The higher the hair, the closer to Jesus.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I totally got you off track. The bigger what?
I know. No, okay, focus here, people. But so what is reminiscent of the 80s that I use as a designer little trick occasionally? And it is a mirrored wall. And I know you can't keep a straight face. I don't know where you're going with that. And I kind of don't want to know.
I think they're ugly.
Okay.
I had those closet doors with the mirrors on
them. I'm not talking about those, but let me share with you something, all right? For example, I worked with a very small condo that overlooked Lake Union, and they had this dining room that was very dark. But, you know, in the dining room, there was a wonderful, if you sat on one side of the dining room table, you had a beautiful view of Lake Union. If you sat on the other side of the dining room, you were looking at a really bad, dark, you know, cave of a room. So what we did is we put a mirror there, floor to ceiling, professionally installed. I'm not talking about the, you know, the mirrored tiles with the gold dusting on them. The gold filigree. I'm not talking about that. But what I am talking about is professionally installed, and Kartek Glass did it. So if you want to know a good company that did it, floor to ceiling, came in and installed it. And it was gorgeous, because then when you're sitting there, you're not looking at a cave, a dark cave. What were you looking at? You were looking at Lake Union. So it was like they got a big picture window going both directions, opened up the space, lightened it up, and that condo looked like it grew by about 25%. So
okay.
There you go.
Well, it sounds better. It sounds good the way you tell it now.
Thank you.
I'm just remembering my old house from before with the mirrored closet doors. It was so tacky, and it did, in fact, have those gold filigrees.
See?
Thank you very much for calling me out.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk with the guys from Vet Corps. They are here. The veterans are in the house. You're not going to want to miss this. There is something that you should know. Our veterans need your help. Their unemployment rate in our state is right at about 28.5%, and there's something you can do to help hire a vet. I personally am involved in this, and I got to tell you something. It's probably the most gratifying thing I've had the privilege to participate in my entire professional career. We're going to talk about that and why when we come back, and you're really not going to want to miss it. It's just, if you want to be inspired, you're looking at the gray skies, stick around. You're going to be inspired because you can do something.
And I know I keep saying it, but I mean it this time. I am going to open up the phone lines. So 421-1000-877-397-COMO. We've got a lot of calls, and I've kept you on hold, but we're going to get to your calls and more right after this.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
This is Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub Company. This year, you are going to feel great. Just repeat this New Year's resolution. I state your name, promise to take better care of myself by having fun, rest, and relaxation every day in my new hot spring spa. I will start by visiting Olympic's humongous year-end clearance sale. This is the easiest, most enjoyable promise you'll ever keep. So come in today. All 2010 Hot Spring Spas, floor models, and demos are priced to clear. No payments until January 2012 OAC. Feel great, save money. It's Olympic Hot Tub Company's humongous year-end clearance sale. On now, we make it easy to take it easy. Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Fisher Communications, KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville. Your neighbor-to-neighbor, driver-to-driver winter weather station. 24-hour coverage. KOMO News Radio.
Just ahead of 11 o'clock here on KOMO News Radio, 51 degrees in downtown Seattle.